Hi, everyone. Welcome to Stutter Talk, episode 687. I'm Chaya Goldstein, speech language pathologist and person who stutters, here with Cody Packer, producer and director of First Day, a short film being used as a public service announcement to raise awareness about stuttering during National Stuttering Awareness Week. Cody Matheson Packer is a proud person who stutters from New Zealand. He started making films in his parents' backyard at the age of 13, which was the time he discovered the magic of filmmaking and storytelling. Since then, he studied film directing at the New Zealand Broadcasting School and Columbia College, Chicago. He now lives in Los Angeles, California, where he works as a commercial and film director full-time. Cody is a passionate advocate involved in the National Stuttering Association, the Stuttering Association for the Young Communities. He released this PSA to celebrate the communities he holds close to his heart and to spread awareness about stuttering during National Stuttering Awareness Week. Cody, happy National Stuttering Awareness Week. I'm so glad that you got us to join on Stutter Talk. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy Stuttering Awareness Week to you. And I'm just really grateful to be here. So thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Cody, I wanted to discuss First Day. It's a short film, about 2 minutes and 18 seconds, and it captures stuttering like in a way I haven't seen in a really long time. It's raw, it's moving, it's heartfelt, and it sort of lets you see that the underbelly, like the dark side of stuttering, the hardship. Can you please tell us what this film is and why you're using it now during this week as a public service announcement?
This film really came from my disappointment at the amount of authentic stuttering portrayals or representations that we have in films or commercials, just really any media. And I think there's just been a real lack of kind of portrayals that really capture all the complexities of the stuttering experience. So I really wanted to create something with this small piece where it showed the psychological aspects, the emotional aspects, and the physical aspects, just kind of revolving around a very simple gesture for a lot of people of saying their name, but just trying to create that perspective of what that is like, what that could look like for a person that stutters. And for me, it was just really important to kind of capture, you know, the kind of happy and the sad, because I think there's a lot entangled in what we call stuttering that is not kind of put out there for people to be aware of.
Yes, Cody, that is true. And for people that are listening that haven't seen the film yet, of course, go out and watch it. It's on YouTube, and I'm going to have the link in this episode. But Cody, can you summarize what is it about?
It's about just a girl trying to navigate her first day at a new high school. And it's really just about being heard and loved and accepted for who you are. I think really, like, when I set out, you know, to make this, I really wanted to make a piece that was just about, you know, being seen and heard just as you are, because I think that is one of the hardest things for people that stutter. I know, at least from, you know, my experience. So I wanted to make a film about that, you know, because I think it's important that that's reflected out there to the community and to the wider public.
Got it. And Cody, when I asked you to share about yourself, you shared the following, and I'm going to quote, "Last year, I had a life-changing experience working at Campsay that led me to rediscover parts of my true self and ignited a passion for being a stuttering advocate. Since then, I have stayed very close to the SAY community and joined an awesome NSA chapter, which has helped me learn more and more about myself and other perspectives of the stuttering experience. Can you speak a little bit more to your experience this past year and how it's influenced this film?"
Oh, wow. Yes, I would love to share that. So about a year ago, I was going through a very tumultuous kind of, you know, period of my life. I was going through, you know, like a marriage breakup, and I just kind of put down my name to go and work at Campsay. And I was very, very, very close to saying no, because to be honest, I was really scared to go. It had been probably about 15 years since I'd done anything stutter related. The last thing I did was attend a Maguire workshop in Australia when I lived in New Zealand. And I had a pretty bad experience there because of my age. I was very resistant to it. And I think I kind of held on to that, and I felt, I guess, pretty alone after that. And then this opportunity came up when I got pointed by a speech therapist, Katie Gore, in Chicago, to go to Campsay. And, you know, like, I put my name down, and then I was very close to saying no, no, no. But then I took the plunge and said yes. And honestly, it was the most rewarding experience of my life so far, I think, because it really highlighted to me that it's important as a person that stutters to find that, you know, community place to belong, where you're not trying to fit in, which I didn't realize until I was there, that I'd been trying to fit in for the longest time. And when I came into this community, I think for the first time in probably forever, I'd felt like I truly belonged in a place, that I could just be me. I was just loved for speaking how I spoke, and, you know, having, you know, like, worse days than others with my speech. And that was okay. And it was reflected back to me. And I think that that experience empowered me to find my voice, to create this, to say to myself that I am worth having a voice. I am not alone. And what you have to say is worth saying. So I think that that whole experience led me to this. And I fully believe that every person that I came across in the last year, whether it be an NSA or SAY, a little piece of them, a little piece of their love and their kindness and understanding is in this piece that I made. And it would not be possible without them.
And I think, Cody, that you can actually feel that when you watch the film. There's the narrative, the story that we're watching, but to your point, there's a lot of love, and there's a lot of acceptance, and there's a unique voice that's being found. And so it's so beautiful to hear that the film is a culmination of all of these positive, terrifying, but also really positive experiences this past year. Wow. Cody, can you tell us a little bit about SAY? So SAY is the Stuttering Association for the Young, and give us a little bit of an insight into the philosophy so that we understand a bit more about what it is that you learned there.
When I went to work at SAY, it was the first time that I'd ever heard in my life that it was okay to take your time to speak, that it was okay to be frustrated with how you speak. It was okay to love yourself and accept yourself with how you speak. I guess it was the first time where I'd really been given the permission by a group of people and an organization like Say to just be. And I think society puts a lot of pressure on a lot of, like a lot of minority groups and a lot of people like stutterers, that where they're rushed and put in boxes and all sorts of labels and stigmas. And I think it was so refreshing to go to an environment like Say, where they teach loving acceptance. It's a, like, it's more of that beautiful holistic, like model, where they're not trying to go in there and fix people. They're just letting people be and giving them the confidence to be in their own skin, which can be so terrifying and filled with trauma and triggers. And, and they also give them a space to talk about their emotions, talk about how they feel. Why are you angry today? Why are you frustrated? Why do you love yourself more today? What's going on? And it was just what they really practice there is this just loving kindness and wholehearted way of looking at your stutter. And it definitely created a shift in consciousness within me while I was working there for 3 weeks. And I left with a complete smile on my dial, with this newfound energy and love for myself that I just had never felt before. And I've continued to stay close to all those people in that community throughout the year, because they have just, what they stand for, I believe, is just beautiful.
Yes, that is beautiful. Cody, when you said that the experience at Camp Say is about taking your time, loving yourself, accepting yourself as you are, not trying to fix anything, but just being, would you say that that's the message that you brought as well into this PSA?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think that was a big part of wanting to try and communicate that to, not just the community, because I think it's important to reflect that to other people that stutter, that as long as you love yourself, we can't control what others think. As long as you love yourself and you accept others, then hopefully that can come back to you. And I think on top of that, I wanted to communicate that message to the wider public, because I believe that we need to, we need to do a better job creating spaces for all people that, might be, have different views or perspectives, or like people that stutter just take longer to say what they want to say. I believe we need to create those spaces whereby people won't feel like they're going to be met with judgment, but they're going to be met with loving acceptance, because then we will see much more truer versions of people rather than peer projected, people that are scared to be who they want to be because they might be judged or criticized or put down or laughed at. So I definitely wanted to translate that to the video as well for both the community and the wider public.
And Cody, I think you did, and without giving away too much of the film, it's 2 minutes. I believe everyone listening can and will watch it. I believe that you were able to demonstrate that internal being and that external being, that there was space publicly and also space internally. And if this sounds a little bit cryptic, just watch it. It's 2 minutes. But Cody, I think you did a fantastic job at portraying that. And so thank you for that, because I agree, both on the inside, we all of us can do a better job at accepting ourselves where we are today. And of course, there's always space publicly for there to be more acceptance and love, regardless, be it stuttering or something else. But let's stick with stuttering for now, because it is National Stuttering Awareness Week. Cody, what is your hope? You see, we're talking about raising awareness and the lack of awareness within the public about stuttering. So what's your hope with this film? And for all of us, what can we do to push awareness specifically with this film, with this public service announcement?
I think my real goal is to get people talking about it. I think there's this weird stigma about like talking about things that are like a little uncomfortable, you know, be it whatever subject matter. And I know from, you know, like conversations I've had, you know, like with people around me, stuttering can be uncomfortable for other people if they aren't educated about it, or they don't really know what's going on or aren't aware. So I want to kind of help us help other people and vice versa with this, because I believe that, you know, the more education that is out there, the more loving acceptance and understanding that could come back to people that stutter on a regular basis. And then I think my hope for the community was that just, you know, if I could just get it to one person that was feeling alone and let them know that you're not alone, and however that you talk and however that is okay and lovely and beautiful, and just let them know that there's this huge community here that is willing to celebrate us for who we are, I think that would be job done for me. You know, everything else is a bonus, because, you know, I just think back to when I was younger. Like, if I saw a video like this and I was told at an age where I was really not in touch with a lot of stuttering community or messaging, you know, if I got reflected back to me that I wasn't alone and I saw myself on the screen, I think that would give me a bit of confidence. And then it would make me want to talk about it as a person that stutters too, which can be also sometimes a bit of a bridge as well. So I feel like if we can just open up the conversation, it will help both people that stutter and people that aren't perhaps aware of what the stuttering experience encompasses.
Cody, I agree with you 100%. So for somebody listening ready to share, it could be done in the way of them watching it and sharing it with a loved one, a friend, a parent, and or it can be done by sharing it on social media. So for social media, tell us about your hashtags that you have at the end of the film and how people can share it more broadly.
Yes, I posted the video on Facebook with the hashtags share your stutter and NSAW 2020, which is obviously National Stuttering Awareness Week. The whole thing with this, with the share your stutter, is, you know, I want people, if they're comfortable, to be able to share this with loved ones outside of social media to spread the message and be able to have a conversation with them and just talk to them about how they feel, what's hard for them, you know, what they struggle with, what they, you know, what their journey looks like. But on top of that, also in the social media platform, I would love people that wanted to share, you know, like videos of their voice or their art or just them talking, delivering a message for Stuttering Awareness Week, just as they are, and, you know, trying to break that gap of, you know, being afraid to kind of put yourself out there, which I've been guilty of that for the longest time. So I completely understand if you're not there, and I'm not asking for everyone to be there, or I'm just anyone that is comfortable to let their voice be heard. I think this is the week to do it, and this is the week to post a video of yourself at a stuttering organization or at, you know, onto the video and just say like, hey, this is how I speak. Here's a lovely message from me to you. And then let's see if we can get some loving messages in the community circulating and some lovely voices out there, however they look. I guess that was really it.
Love it. Cody, if you had an amount, a number of how many times you would want this to be shared, what would your desired number be?
you know, like my mind is saying a million, but you know, my heart says if that's only going out to people that are going to watch this and perhaps not learn or not want to do anything about it or have no real interest in it, that's fine. But I would rather it just go out to the appropriate amount of people, whatever that number is, as long as it has an impact on them. And, you know, maybe provoke some change inside or gives them some confidence or lets them speak up to whether it be on online or to their parents or to friends. And however that looks, I'm all for quality over quantity, and I would rather change people's lives than reach an exponential amount of people. You know, obviously if that happened, it would be a great bonus, but you know, I made this to, you know, create an impact. And so I guess, you know, that's where my heart is, even though my mind is, let's get it millions and millions of people. You know what it's like.
Yes, I do. Cody, you're talking about sharing our voices publicly. And personal question, when was the last time you let your stutter show publicly? And what was that like for you?
That's a really good question. The last, if I'm being really honest, the last time, so I have a very funny little story here. I was at a chapter meeting in Los Angeles, an NSA one, before I left, and one of the people that runs the meeting, his name is Dustin Guay, very inspiring human, lovely man. He was talking about his journey of going out to advertise his stutter to break down his barriers of fear. Now, I had never heard about this. You know, in my mind, it was like from years ago, it would be hide your stutter, try to speak fluent because then no one will know and no one will ask questions. But now where I'm at with the lovingness that I have for myself as I am, I took Dustin's advice and was like, oh, I'm going to try this to break down, you know, like my barrier here that is still kind of there, to be honest. So I went out on, about 2 months ago, I went out on a date, which is can be a very, you know, kind of triggering or hard, space for a person that stutters to be themselves. And I just made one rule to myself that I was going to go and speak how I spoke and advertise myself as a person that stutters. And if he doesn't like it, that is okay. That is completely fine. And I did it. And I remember leaving feeling incredibly liberated because I could say to myself that I turned up as myself and didn't hide any parts of myself. And in that instance, I was met with the most amazing, loving acceptance. She had questions. She was curious. We had laughs about it. It actually created a space where I feel like I could relax. And I was actually stuttering more because it was put out there and he was aware of it. So yeah, that was kind of the last time I publicly, I guess, you know, announced it. yeah, pretty funny story. And I had never really done it like that before. So a big thank you to Dustin for that advice.
Thank you to Dustin. And thank you, Cody, for sharing that. I know how terrifying it could be. I can recall those days too, where I would do anything to hide stuttering, and it is liberating when we put it out there. So for somebody listening who may never have shared their stuttering, maybe try it on in honor of National Stuttering Awareness Week, or sometimes, you know, doing it for the greater good, for all of us who stutter, and just talking more openly about it, showing stuttering for that purpose. But whatever your reason might be, I think it's a perfect time to let our stutter show.
Oh, yes. What better time?
Yes. Cody, I know that we are in vastly different time zones. So you're in New Zealand, correct?
That is correct. I'm in New Zealand currently.
Awesome. And I wanted to give a shout out to anyone in the New Zealand stuttering community. Is there a established community the way there is in the USA?
I have been doing some research on that a little bit. And there is what seems to be like a small community and one main kind of organization over here, START. But in terms of like the large community aspects of, you know, and the variety of organizations, it's definitely a lot smaller than the US.
Got it. Well, the nice thing is about community these days is that we really do live in a global community. So I'm in New York, yeah. You're in New Zealand, and we get to share publicly conversations about stuttering, and then we get to hashtag and we're all connected. So there we go.
So cool. I'm just thinking about that right now, how cool that is, that I am in the future a day ahead and you're on the other side of the world and we're talking about stuttering. That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. So Cody, yeah, I know you do film directing and creation. Is this a first for you in terms of stuttering?
Oh, so when I was studying at Columbia College Chicago, I actually made a short film based on an experience I had at a speech therapist. And that was made at the Kristen Chimella Fluency Center in Chicago. So that was my first ever time kind of trying to capture the stuttering experience. But my, my knowledge and my kind of experiences were vastly different. So they're kind of like two completely different pieces. And for the last 4 years, I've actually been writing a screenplay for a 2-hour film. It's like a coming of age story. It's like a feature drama comedy kind of like a coming of age film that is about a young boy going through high school with a stutter and trying to navigate the awkwardness of puberty. And then kind of it's intercut with him going to the stuttering camp and working there when he's 28. So obviously it's, heavily based on, my experiences, but it's just kind of about how we can process the same experience completely differently at different ages. And it's, again, it plays with that whole fitting in when you're younger versus finding a place you belong. And it also has a lot to do with the, with this psychology kind of, term, you know, known as the inner child, I guess, if you have it. So there's a lot of inner child stuff in the film as well. But I hope to make that in the next, you know, 2 to 3 years and bring that into the theaters across the world. You know, that's my ultimate goal.
Wow, Cody, that sounds amazing. Please keep working at it because we all need that. The world needs that. So thank you for being a pioneer and doing the work that you're doing because it is making a difference.
Thank you. I just love doing this stuff and love talking about it because I think that comes from the love for this community. So, you know, it's not even a job for me. It's just I just love it. So yeah, I'm just really grateful for the whole community and I just want people to know about it. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming from with that film. It'll get made. It'll get made. It might be a couple of years away, but I'm going to get that. That is my next big goal is to get that film on the big screen.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. Love it. Cody, we're going to be signing off in a little bit. So do you have anything else you want to add about your public service announcement?
I would just say if you're a person that stutters, that hasn't got a close tie with the community or is perhaps on the verge or is still maybe going through some stuff and challenges with just everything, I would say never, ever, ever be afraid to just reach out and talk. If you watch the video and you want to talk about it with me, I'm here. I just want people to know that. Like, just message me on any platform, and I am here to talk with you about stuttering. I'm here to talk about life because there's nothing worse than feeling alone and that, you know, you're not seen and heard or have a person to talk to about what you're going through. You know, particularly because I've felt that isolation in the past and I'm just very grateful to have found that community. But I know what it's like for anyone that is not there yet. And it can be scary. It can be frustrating. It can bring up a lot of resistance. And just know that there's people there and like you're not alone. And also, yeah, just if you need to talk, it is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength. And I will repeat that and repeat that and repeat that because for the longest time, I think what stopped me from speaking out about bullying or being ostracized when I was younger or even talking about stuttering is because our society tells us that asking for help is weakness. But I want to repeat loud and clear that it is the greatest strength to ask for help and use it, and also wanting to grow as a person, that is pure strength. So I just want to really get that message out there, and please reach out if you need a talk, whenever that is. Yeah, happy Stuttering Awareness Week, everyone. And if you like the video, please help share it far and wide. If you feel comfortable, share videos of yourselves, have conversations with loved ones. This week's about you, and you are worth celebrating. So, yeah, that's all I really have to say.
That is beautiful, Cody. I have the biggest smile on my face. I couldn't have said anything that you just said better. So I'm going to leave it at that. Cody, I'm going to attach the website, www.codymathisonpacker.com, your Facebook account, your Instagram, and all the hashtags that people can place on social media so that they can share the short film and that they can plug in and connect with you and with everyone else who stutters. Cody, thank you so much. I'm so excited for this to go out and for us all to continue connecting with each other and continue to celebrate the strength of stuttering this week. Happy National Stuttering Awareness Week, everyone. We'll be signing off now. Bye, Cody.
Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.